America weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Do you know there are innocent habits that we all have that can take years off of our lives? You probably do some of these every day and don't even realize it, but there are things you can do to correct it. You know the biggies in life. Don't smoke, stay out of the sun, and go easy on the processed food. But if you really want to maximize your chances of living forever or maybe just for a really, really, really long time, you need to pay attention to some lesser-known culprits as well. So here are some habits to start avoiding. Number one, obsessing about your age. Does the thought of another birthday make you bristle? Well, you're not alone, but it's best to check your attitude because dwelling on it can have serious implications for the aging process. Fixating on the negative parts of getting older, like mental decline, could actually make you feel older, this according to research from Purdue University. The good news? The secret to feeling younger is within your control. It's as easy as believing that you are younger. Well, that's easier said than done. But the idea is not to worry about things you cannot control. Your age is a number, and it's going to increase by one every year, no matter what you do. You cannot worry about things you cannot control. Next up, a nut-free diet. Here we go with the peanuts again. Unless you are allergic, you may want to add nuts to your snack rotation. Results from two long-term Harvard studies show that daily nut eaters were less likely to die of cancer, heart disease, and respiratory disease. In a 30-year study follow-up, they were found to be 20% less likely to die overall. Whether it's walnuts, almonds, peanuts, pistachios, or another variety, and preferably unsalted, a handful or two a day will do the trick. My wife is always pushing walnuts on me. I hate walnuts. Next up, acting stingy. These are innocent habits that could take years off your life. A study published in the American Journal of Public Health suggests that helping others reduces stress and ultimately lowers your risk of dying. Generosity really is the gift that keeps on giving. Next up, this is an obvious one, sitting all day long. If you spend most of the day in the seated position, it's time to take a stand. A study published in the journal BMJ Open found that sitting for more than 3 hours a day can reduce life expectancy by 2 years. But what if you have a desk job, as most people do? Do your best to get up periodically throughout the day to take a quick walk. Get on your feet while you take phone calls and see if your company can provide you with a standing desk. Every little bit helps. Yours truly is affected by that. I work in a tiny little studio. So what do? I try to stand some of the time, and it's always important to take a little walk, even if it's a walk to the bathroom or walk to the vending machine, but don't buy any candy, just to be able to stretch your legs and just to keep things moving. There are companies now that are doing extremely well by marketing the standing desk, and they are becoming more and more popular where they're the height of a kitchen counter, and you stand there and you do your work. You can sit when you want, but it's better to stand than it is to sit for most hours of your workday. What about staying up all night? Whether you work the graveyard shift or just happen to hit your stride when the sun goes down, there's a dark side to rising with the moon. Sleeping too little or consistently sleeping against your body's biological clock raises your risk of type 2 diabetes, obesity, heart attack, and stroke all to varying degrees. Less sleep is also thought to accelerate the brain's aging process. This according to research from Duke NUS Graduate Medical School Center for Cognitive Neuroscience. Wow, you say that a few times, that'll take some years off your life as well. And the list of reasons to catch more Z's continues. Being down in the dumps. Depression is not good. It turns inward and it starts to really eat up your insides, literally. A lingering gloomy attitude isn't just a bummer, it can also endanger your health. Women who are jealous, anxious, or moody and distressed in middle age may be at a higher risk for developing Alzheimer's later in life. This according to a nearly 40-year study published by the American Academy of Neurology. The silver lining is that reducing your risk is as simple as working on your attitude. If you can't get out of your funk by yourself, it might be time to consider talking to a therapist. walking slowly. These are things that if you do, you could take years off your life. Pounding the pavement at any pace is a great form of exercise. But a study of 39,000 walkers from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory found that over a decade, the death rate was highest among the slowest strollers, even if they expended the same amount of energy as someone walking briskly for a shorter time period. And the final one, living with sexual frustration. A study published in Biological Psychology found that people who recently had that type of relationship with someone had lower blood pressure than those who didn't. See that? So, men, walk up to your wife. Honey, do you want me to live long? Well, you know what you gotta do. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a three-day weekend every week? How can you make it happen?
You may need to get the approval from your boss, but it can be done.
Just stop thinking about time and start focusing on results. If you can produce the desired results in 4 days, why work five?
How can you do this? Conduct a time audit. It may not sound like fun, but it's only temporary, and it's an incredible tool to discover waste.
Here's how it works. Set an alarm for 15 minutes. When the alarm sounds, record what you're doing.
Do this for 2 weeks, then look at the data you've gathered. Determine how you can use your time better.
Then you'll get the results you want in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Family often tries to pressure a potential biker.
Didn't like it. Wife was even more difficult.
Other families see motorcycling as the ultimate stress reliever.
Everybody's got a bike except mom.
Family pressure. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Motorcycling.
Take a risk every time you get on one, but I love them. I just love the freedom of it. My wife rides with me from time to time. She enjoys it, but she's always a little nervous. So trust me in my riding, but we never trust anybody else.
How about you?
My dad rides, brother, sister, brother-in-law, niece. Everybody's got a bike except mom. She just never rode on her own. She always rode on the back, but she likes to ride. It's sweet. I have all family if I want to ride with all family, and then if not, there's more than enough friends.
I'm a big boy, you know. She doesn't say anything anymore.
You bet.